Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, and welcome back. If you're listening to this episode on the day of its release, it's the day before Thanksgiving 2019. And if you are celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow, have a wonderful holiday. Hope you have lots of great things to eat and you are sharing it with many loved ones around you. It's me, Jim the Podcast Sherpa. We're back for another week. You know, if you're not listening on Thanksgiving, this is just an old episode, but that's okay. So I hope everyone is doing fine. And we have a little bit of exciting news to announce for tomorrow. And we've got a good show today, too. Was someone asking if it's a...
It's theme week. It's theme week.
Of course it's a theme week. Would I let you guys down the night before Thanksgiving or whatever day it is that you might be listening to? But anyway, what's this week's theme? It is top tens. That's right. And we will be featuring a podcast top 10 after our interview with our guest today. So before you eat the stuffing, before you eat the turkey, before you eat the yams and the pickled yak's feet, I'm sure this is the burning question in your mind.
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
Actually, if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving, the burning question in your mind is, did we take the rolls out of the oven? And will someone please pass the mashed potatoes? But anyway, our guest today, his name is Brandon, and he is one half of the hosts. Is that right? Yeah. How about why don't we just say he's a co-host? That works. Yeah, he's a co-host of the Top 10 podcast called Tenish. Him and his buddy Nick do a really interesting show every week, and it's definitely worth checking out. As you know, this week, as is every week, this podcast is being brought to you by Audible, and you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's a lot of audiobooks to be listening to after you've stuffed yourself with turkey. All right, so we had this conversation with Brandon down in the conference room at the Sherpa Chalet, and let's take a listen, shall we? Hey, everybody. Do you need the top 10 reasons to listen to a podcast? Well, I've actually got one of the reasons with me tonight in the conference room at the Sherpa Chalet. Brandon is the co-host of a podcast called Tenish. Weekly podcast, and it's full of edutainment. It's the top 10 of almost anything that you can imagine, but it's not the regular top 10 list that you would expect. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the show, and we'll get to know him too. And it's definitely a podcast worth checking out. He's done a lot of really interesting episodes. So let me introduce you to Brandon. Hey, Brandon, how's it going?
It's going well, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I am the sidekick host of the Tenish podcast with my friend and host, Nick Amell. And we are friends, have been friends for years, have worked together for years. A year or so ago, decided to start a podcast together. And that podcast has become the Tenish podcast, where, like you said, we cover a top 10 episode or a top 10 list each and every week. And the other tries to guess what the items on that list are each week. And there are, there's a couple yucks in between.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, especially I think with guys, you can tell when they're good friends because of the way that they bust on each other. And that's very evident on your show.
I mean, it's probably a little more toned down on the show than in real life or over text, but yeah, it's constant. There's not a moment of genuine friendship. It's usually some sort of smile to the face and a stab in the back.
I guess as long as the ground rules are laid out, it's not a problem, right?
Everyone knows what they're getting into.
You have to sign a waiver before every episode?
Yeah.
So was there anything that made you guys decide to do a top 10 show as opposed to other types of podcasts?
You know, we talked a lot about different formats for a show, how we could foster a different type of conversation every week, something interesting and engaging that would also allow for some freedom and creativity. And we looked at lots of different ideas, and an idea that we kept coming back to and something that we often fell into just a normal conversation were lists, top 10 lists, usually just something that was searched on our phone and basically as a reference point to have a conversation. I mentioned that we work together, and working together long hours, also traveling together and being stuck in airports or waiting on connections for hours. These are some of the conversations that just happen. So we took that idea and applied this format, and it's allowed us to explore all kinds of different topics or even revisit different topics and each bring our own perspective or our own unique notes or interesting facts on it.
Are there certain types of episodes that you're a bigger fan of than the other ones that you do with a certain themes? Like, are you more preferential to movies or TV shows or history, or what's your choice?
So when I prepare the list, I also have to consider that my main audience is Nick. It's based on what I understand his knowledge of the subject to be and whether or not it's something that he can, you know, reasonably participate in. I think we've avoided a lot of sports topics. One, because not everyone is a sports fan, but two, because more specifically, Nick is not a sports fan. And if Nick doesn't have any clue about what we're talking about, it's not quite as exciting as if, you know, he's able to play ball a little bit. Yeah, when I'm looking for topics, I usually try to go for something that is centered in pop culture. So music and movies, TV are some of my biggest or easiest wells to go to. And also the dark or strange or macabre. Those are a little harder to come by. We just got finished with a Spooktober run of all creepy or Halloween-centered content for the month of October. But yeah, I try to go for something either... It's like the two halves of my brain. Half is spooky stuff, and the other half is pop culture junk and nonsense.
I heard one of your Halloween shows where you did the top 10 movie slashers based on... And they were ranked based on the screen kills that they had during the course.
The amount of murders.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Nick's list that he put together. And yeah, anything that has to do with a body count, I'm in on.
So personally, you said you like music and TV the most. So are there any shows and artists that you're partial to?
Oh, just personally. Yeah. I'll give a plug as if it needed it. I just started watching The Mandalorian on Disney Plus that just premiered this week. And with just one episode with only 40 minutes to go on, it's pretty great so far. But my favorites are shows that I think have mostly been over for a while, like The Sopranos and Mad Men. I kind of go for those shows with a lot of layers that you have to go and read analysis, and people who are smarter than you can explain to you what you just saw and help you understand it. I know Nick and I both really love Breaking Bad. If we get into music, I could probably go on all night. But if I had to give one plug for one album that I've really been into lately, Sturgill Simpson's latest album, Sound and Fury, is a really cool, strange, like ZZ Top from outer space.
That's an interesting description.
Yeah, I think he'd agree with it. Yeah, that's good.
I'm always checking out music, so now Sturgill Simpson, I got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, check it out. If you're really interested in it, there's a Netflix. I can't believe I'm like plugging all this stuff that doesn't need my help. Netflix has a 40-minute anime movie to the soundtrack of his album. So you could just listen to the album and watch this animated movie along with it too.
Is there anything that's trending in pop culture that you feel that you could personally do without?
Oh my God. I mean, where to start? anything involving reality shows, I think we can ditch by now. We've reached I don't know what's past postmodernism, post-postmodernism when it comes to reality TV shows, where I don't know, it seems like they're trying to create themselves as a meme, in production on site. Let's see, what else is just bugging right now? I have a really hard time listening to almost anything that's on the radio now. I guess, does Clear Channel own like pretty much everything that's played on the radio?
At least 90%.
And Clear Channel changed their name to iHeartRadio, which sounds so like kind of fun and cute. iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio too. I think iHeartRadio, I'm pretty sure, is Clear Channel, which owns everything and won't let some really talented artists get airplay. So yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say the radio in general. Okay. I think we're done with. We can bin that one.
I do a podcast on iHeartRadio, but I'm sure they're not listening to me right now anyway. You've been doing the show for about a year, the two of you. Mm-hmm. Did you have any favorite episodes out of what you've done so far?
Yeah, I guess I should have mentioned that I love all of the history episodes we've done. I think Nick and I are both personally interested in history. We recently released, I think our most recent episode released, are the most famous pre-modern or ancient historical figures. The episodes on the best presidents, the top 10 best presidents, and then the best one, though, of the two was the worst presidents. The stories that came out of the top 10 worst presidents were fascinating. And if you, great reason to go listen right now, or when you finish Jim's podcast, is that one of our presidents, one of the worst presidents, died in office because on the 4th of July party, he ate too much rotten fruit and drank too much spoiled milk. As bad as you think maybe one president would be over another, this president gorged himself in the National Mall on rotten fruit and milk on one of the hottest days of the year, and was surprised to have died from the effects of that. Yeah, just one of the kind of interesting facts that we get to dig up when we're researching an episode.
A while back, I was listening to a podcast about presidents, and they did it about 25 different presidents from the start to pretty much the modern era. I think I think it was up to President Obama, and they said like the first 10 to 12 presidents all had digestive issues because the plumbing at the White House wasn't that good and the water was very bad.
Yeah, it's built in a swamp. It's built in a swamp. So I'm not surprised that the water would be bad in the White House. I know that during the Civil War, disease was rampant all up and down the Potomac, and that the armies along the Potomac were getting sick because of how bacteria ridden the Potomac River, which is very close to the White House, is.
I guess it kind of gave new meaning to running for president, right? You're going to run for president and be president and get the runs.
Exactly.
Are there any future top tens that you can give us a spoiler about?
You know, that's a great question. I got to be honest, I don't plan mine too far in advance. I can tell you that I plan to do more on murder and mayhem. It's one of my favorite subjects, and I have discovered the FBI's data set on all types of different violent crime. So we'll be spreading that out as much as I can over the next few months. Next week, we'll be recording our 65th episode. And our 25th, 45th, and now our 65th episode, our Q&A episode. So we're currently taking questions from listeners, and we're going to queue those A's on our show next week. You'll be able to listen to that. I think it'll be the last week of November or the first week of December 2019.
Yeah, I'm sure that everybody's going to want to check that out.
I was going to say, I wish I could tell you what Nick had in store, but it's part of the show is that I have no idea what list he's going to bring until we start recording.
I guess the element of surprise is always between you guys stabbing each other in the back and the element of surprise, everything just gels together, right?
Yeah, we like to think of it more as an ambush.
All right, so I came up with a couple of questions, and I'm referring to this section of the interview as five-ish, since Nick's not here, so we'll just cut that
carry
in half.
On brand. Yeah.
And, you know, normally we don't do math in podcasts, but hey, what the heck, we'll live on the edge here. All right, so these kind of tie into some of the episodes that you've done before, and they might take a little bit of thought for you, because they're a little unusual, so that's okay, so just, you know, take your time. Okay, now I know you guys did an episode on Seinfeld.
We did.
Okay, so which Seinfeld character would you say Nick is the most like?
George, easily. I would say actually we're both Georges. It's probably not a great combination, but absolutely George. The neuroticism, the, you know, George was mean-spirited and petty, but the attention to societal norms or the lack of them is something they both share, or something that we both, I think that's one of the reasons we both initially bonded was neuroses and being misanthropes. Yeah, some very George-like qualities for both of us.
Okay. All right, what would you say is one of the worst TV shows that's ever been on?
The worst TV shows that's ever been on. I would have to say, one that's kind of what a good question. There's so many different ways to define, because there's so many crappy TV shows. There's so many different flavors of crappy TV show.
You can name a few if you want. It's okay.
American Idol springs to mind, specifically because of how this is the voter turnout for American Idol, like three times what it's been for a presidential election in like the last 100 years, like by percentage of the United States. I want to say, Jersey Shore. We need to go out there. Let's getting out of reality TV. You know, I've never watched an episode, but I'm just going to throw some shade their way just for the hell of it. Bones.
Bones? Okay. That'll work.
I'm sure it's a fine show, but I'm going to throw Bones in there, too.
You know, in your show, you guys have a lot of interesting trivia. So is there any piece of interesting trivia that's been kind of the most memorable for you?
You know, the fact about, and I won't reveal which one, mostly because I can't remember off the top of my head, of our worst presidents who, you know, poisoned himself on the 4th of July with rotten fruit, that has definitely stuck out. We just recorded the other day, and my list was on the top selling. This is a preview for anyone listening. No one knows this yet, but the next episode is on the best selling VHS tapes in the US of all time. And The Little Mermaid did not crack the top 10. Although I remember it being at every child's home that I ever visited in the 90s.
There must have been one that kind of edged it out.
I was surprised. Yeah, I'm, and again, something that kind of comes out, just personally interesting that comes out of some of the research are the things that are not included in the top 10 of things sometimes.
Sure.
So yeah, I would have expected The Little Mermaid to be one of the top selling ones up there with all these other Disney movies. Nick's first guess for what would be on that list wasn't even in the top 25. So yeah, I think every list has some sort of interesting, memorable thing coming out of it that makes you, I'm not going to say it makes you like re-examine your life, but you know, every week I think there's at least one thing where you're like, oh yeah, I had no idea about that. And I think that's, you know, if there's one small thing you can walk away from a podcast from, it's like, oh yeah, there's that one little small interesting thing that I didn't know before.
You should maybe like sound a bell when you say, this is the fact you have to remember.
That's right. I should start incorporating like some kind of a fact bell.
If I come up with a name for one, I'll let you know, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, we're accepting all submissions for that.
Okay. All right. And lastly, all right, if Nick wasn't your co-host and you had the choice of anyone in this world to be your co-host, who would it be? Living or dead? Famous? Not famous?
Norm MacDonald. I would choose Norm MacDonald. I'm absolutely positive he would outshine me. And yeah, I mean, by like no doubt, to the point where it wouldn't even be like I wouldn't need to be on it. But I would love to see what a comedian like him who works very hard on crafting a joke. I would like to see what he did in a format like this. And I would just love to hear him be funny for an hour.
Since this is a podcast about podcasts, I was curious as to what podcast you like listening to.
A short-ish length podcast that I think everyone could find something on that they enjoy is Song Exploder. It's where they take a popular song. Sometimes it's a classic song. Sometimes it's a new release. And then the artist or the producer breaks that song down into how it was written, how it was recorded, how it was produced, what they were thinking and feeling through that process. And I think that's very interesting. Dan Carlin's Hardcore History is very interesting if you're into history or boring voices to go to sleep to. Dan Carlin rides that fine line I love between extremely interesting and excruciatingly boring. And if you're into detailed history, Hardcore History is a great one.
Some of his podcasts are like 3 or 4 hours long, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, there will be several parts long, and each part will be, you know, 3 or 4 hours long. We actually just referenced Dan Carlin pretty heavily in our recent pre-modern historical figures episode. He did a series on Genghis Khan, which was pretty metal. If you're into hearing about pre-modern warriors, this guy was crazy. Mountain of Skulls is all you need to know about the Genghis Khan story. And Last Podcast on the Left is probably my favorite overall podcast. I think it's a pretty popular one. Nick and I have actually got to go see Last Podcast on the Left live last year or so. And yeah, they definitely don't need my help or need my plug, but Last Podcast on the Left is a great podcast for anyone who is into true crime, dark stories, conspiracy, the darker or more interesting side of life. It's hosted by a professional, you know, researcher and podcaster and two comedians. So there are some laughs in between the ghouls and the murderers.
This is a portion of the show that we like to call Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And that's where you get to let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and Nick.
Sure. I can drop my sense of shame for a moment and let you guys know that you can find the Tennish Podcast on Twitter at Tennish Pod. Tennish is 10ISH. And the Tennish Podcast on Twitter is TennishPod10ISHPOD. You can follow host Nick ML at Nick_MLEMEL on Twitter. Or you can follow me, the sidekick host Brandon, at sidekick host on Twitter. Our website is TennishPod.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Tennish Podcast. And I believe it's still going on that if you are connected to our Tennish Podcast Facebook page, you get a preview each week, a small audio clip previewing the coming week's release before anyone else does.
Oh, that's, That's definitely good information to know. By the way, speaking of your website, you guys have the most interesting merchandise.
Oh, yeah. So there's a guy, and I'm kicking myself. I cannot remember his name. I need to find his Twitter handle. If you follow, we will tweet stuff out from this guy, or just go to tennispod.com and click merch. And this friend of the show has done this artwork for some of our inside jokes or things that have come up on the show. And this guy does really cool work. His latest work is an image of the licking machine. Now, I don't want to spoil it for folks and tell you what the licking machine is and what the licking machine does. But I will tell you that you go and listen, go back to Spooktober and listen to our episode on the top Halloween candies, and you will learn about the creation and the relationships generated with the licking machine. And this artist has done an amazing job of creating a licking machine mascot for our merchandise.
I've seen it. That was like the first thing that caught my eye. I said, this is really unique.
The licking machine is a very unique and special invention, and I am very proud. The Tennis Podcast is the first to bring it to public awareness and the first to bring licensed merchandise featuring something. Is Nick will kill me if I take credit for bringing the licking machine. Nick, discover the licking machine in his research, and it's probably the greatest. That, like, we don't really give gifts, birthdays or Christmas.
Okay.
But I feel like the licking machine is a gift he gave to me and to the world.
If people don't remember you for your podcast, they will remember you for bringing this to the public awareness. But hopefully
please
they
put the licking machine on my tombstone.
That's right. And hopefully they will catch your podcast, and it's called Tennish. And like I said, it's a top 10 list edutainment. It is funny. A little sweary sometimes, just as a warning, but that's okay. And it's on a lot of everybody's favorite podcast apps. So, Brandon, thank you very much for swinging by.
Thank you, Jim.
Since this week's theme is top tens, I figure it's time for a talk of the 10. In other words, a top 10 just for you. And these are the iTunes top 10 podcasts in the category of TV and movies. Okay, so at number 10, we have The Crown, which is a podcast about The Crown, which is a show that's on Netflix, in case you're watching it. Heard it's really great. I've never actually seen it, but maybe one of these days I'll sit down and check it out. At number 9, it's Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And as you may or may not know, Andy Cohen hosts the show Watch What Happens, which is on the Bravo Network, and it's a lot of interviews with him. At number 8, it's The Killing of Marilyn Monroe, and I guess that's pretty self-explanatory. And number 7, it's the Pop Culture Happy Hour, which is a discussion of all things pop culture, of course. At number 6, we have The Rewatchables, which is a panel discussion which features Bill Simmons, whose name pops up on a lot of podcasts. And it's a panel discussion about a lot of movies and stuff that people just can't stop watching. Number 5 is a relatively new podcast. It's called Finding Fred, and it has to do with Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, of course, as we formerly know him, and his effect on society. Number 4 is You Must Remember This, which is a podcast about, we'll say, classic Hollywood. Lots of old-timey Hollywood stories, not the recent stuff that you might hear on the gossip pages. At number 3, we have a podcast called Brad Behavior, and that is hosted by Brad Goreski, who is an author, and he is a stylist to the stars. And that's an interview program, and that just recently got started. Number 2 is Watch What Crappens. That's basically a podcast about all of the shows that happen to be on Bravo. And number 1, to round out the top 10 of TV and movie podcasts, we have Binge Mode. And they are in the phase of discussing the Star Wars movies. So we hope that the Force is with that podcast.
I am your Sherpa.
Thanks again for listening to Too Many Podcasts. And thank you again to Brandon for coming down for an interview this week. Be sure to check out his next podcast called Tennish. It's a top 10 of a lot of things that you might not expect there to actually be a top 10 of. But these guys find it and they count it down. Okay, we said we had a big announcement and here it is. Tomorrow, if you go to our upcoming podcast called The Expert Factory, you will see there is an episode there that will help you out with your holiday shopping or your shopping year-round. That's our first episode. And we really weren't supposed to start the show until 2020, but we figured with all this holiday season upon us and people who wanted to do a little bit of gift shopping or just shopping for themselves, I decided to do a little segment on some shopping apps that will definitely help you, and it'll help you save a little money, and you can actually make a little bit of money. Not a lot, but you will make some money, and it's kind of cool to get some stuff back, right? I always think that that's fun. Once again, that podcast is called The Expert Factory, and it's on pretty much the same podcast apps that this show, Too Many Podcasts, is on. So I hope that you check it out, and it's a good reference, too, especially if you know people who have a lot of shopping to do, and you can actually share those episodes with everybody to let them know and say, hey, check out this podcast. This will help you save some money. And I hope that you do that, and I hope that, as with this show, you leave a nice review for us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got questions or comments on either this show, Too Many Podcasts, or the show that you can listen to tomorrow, The Expert Factory, you can send me an email at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. Please, I love to hear what you guys are thinking, okay? All right, that's the big announcement. So if you are listening to this the day before Thanksgiving, hopefully you were with friends or family or whomever you consider a loved one. And if you are celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow, be careful if you're doing some early Black Friday shopping, and don't eat too much. Save a little piece of apple pie for the Sherpa, and of course, a bigger piece for Mr. Bruce. Till then, happy Thanksgiving, if this is when you're listening, and have a Sherpalicious week, and a Sherpalicious holiday season. We'll see you next week.
Viva la Sherpalusion!
Mr. Bruce, show us out of here. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Chapalition. Viva la Chapalition. Yell, come back now, you hear?